Good morning, everyone. How are you this beautiful day that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. And as every Monday episode, we have Hope and Faith Journey. And here is where we talk about challenges and an overcoming and encouragement and hope for healing, always knowing we can turn to God about anything. Well, as I mentioned last Monday, during the month of May, we're going to talk about biblical women in the Bible and see where we can find characteristics that we would like to emulate. And maybe we can find encouragement. Well, today's episode title is Dedicated Mother Hannah. And that's in keeping with Mother's Day. We're specifically looking at Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Besides being a consistent, virtuous, and faithful woman of God, Hannah was a dedicated and godly mother. It seems appropriate to take a look at her life while we're close to celebrating Mother's Day. Well, let me tell you a little bit about her. Hannah was a young woman married to Elkanah. Elkanah also had a wife named Peninnah, as was the custom in those days, you know, for the men to have more than one wife. So while Elkanah loved and adored Hannah, Peninnah was the one bearing him children. How about that? Peninnah may have had several children for her husband, but his love was only for Hannah. And so Peninnah became jealous of Hannah. And even though Peninnah was cruel and ridiculed Hannah, Hannah kept her mouth shut. Well, that's a tremendous attribute right there. We know how hard that might be. Hannah had much sadness with her lack of children and often cried out to the Lord in her suffering. Her prayers were powerful. On one of these occasions, she was at the shrine or the temple, and the shrine's priest, Eli, happened to be sitting nearby, and he saw her going through a silent prayer. So she was in silent prayer because she was making a vow to God, one that her husband would have objected to if he had had an opportunity to hear it. So she was saying this prayer, this vow, silently. And as her husband had a right those days, he could have rescinded her vow if done within a few days of the actual vow. So Hannah had this integrity to keep her vow between her and the Lord only, her promises to the Lord. So let's read some of her story in the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'm only reading portions of it. Elkanah and his family. There was a man named Elkanah who lived in the hill country of Ephraim. Elkanah and his two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord at the tabernacle. On the days he presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to Peninnah and each of her children. And though he loved Hannah, he would give her only one piece portion because the Lord had given her no children. So Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Each time, Hannah would be reduced to tears and would not even eat. "Why are you crying, Hannah?" Elkanah would ask. "Why aren't you eating? Why be downhearted just because you have no children? You have me. Isn't that better than having 10 sons?" Hannah's prayer for a son. And then verse 9, we start with her prayer. Once after a sacrificial meal at Shiloh, Hannah got up and went to pray. Eli the priest was sitting beside the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow. "O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire life as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord. His hair will never be cut." As she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her. Seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound, he thought she had been drinking. "Must you come here drunk?" he demanded. "Throw away your wine." "Oh, no, sir," she replied. "I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think that I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." In that case, Eli said, "Go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." "Oh, thank you, sir," she exclaimed. And then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. Samuel's birth and dedication, verse 19. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. Then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her plea, and in due time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I asked the Lord for him." When the child was weaned, Hannah took him to the tabernacle in Shiloh. They brought along sacrifices. After sacrificing, they brought the boy to Eli. Verse 26, "Sir, do you remember me?" Hannah asked. "I am the very woman who stood here several years ago praying to the Lord. I asked the Lord to give me this boy, and he granted my request. Now I am giving him to the Lord. He will belong to the Lord his whole life." And they worshiped the Lord there. So that's wonderful that she kept her vow to the Lord after God had answered her prayer and given her that son. And her husband honored her vow as well. But she gave her only son to the Lord. Well, what happens next? In Samuel 2, verses 20 through 21, it shows us God's generosity. Before they returned home, Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord give you other children to take the place of this one she gave to the Lord." And the Lord blessed Hannah, and she conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord, and we know that he became a great prophet. We see here where there is reward for our continued faithfulness. When we sow good into our lives and that of others, we can hope for a harvest, answered prayer. God has a good plan, which is activated when we remain in patient faith. She waited several years, you know. Well, as you may recall, there were other women in the Bible who had been barren or infertile until the Lord brought them his good plan to fruition, such as the story of Abraham and Sarah. Sarah was old and past childbearing age when she gave birth to Isaac. This was because God promised to Abraham. Jacob's loving wife, Rachel, she eventually gave birth to Joseph and Benjamin, but that was after years of his other wife, Leah, having one child after another. Hannah demonstrated her faith and trusted the Lord with all her heart, all her soul, and all her mind. She had no doubt or concern that God would provide her a son, and she kept her vow, her promise to the Lord, and dedicated her son to him. Today we see mothers bringing their young children, usually babies or toddlers, before the church to dedicate them to the Lord. We can send up prayers and dedicate our children beyond that period. We can send up to the Lord prayers for our children's lives continually as a prayerful legacy for their health, their happiness, and salvation through Jesus. Well, I hope you enjoyed this story about Hannah's dedication to the Lord and as a mother, and I hope that it's given you encouragement to be consistently faithful while you wait for God's answers to your prayers. Here's a verse of encouragement. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4. I want to thank you for joining me in this episode of Turn to God with Karen. This is Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, domestic violence victim advocate, and ambassador for Christ. Stay tuned for Turn to God with Karen every Monday morning at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, we have the episodes Sword of the Spirit. Friday, we have episodes of Children's Book Corner. I invite you to go to my website and share your comments and your suggestions. Any feedback is most welcome. And that's at KarenJaneCasey.com. So also you'll find when you're at my website information regarding domestic violence. And also you'll see my books, my blogs, my podcasts. And if you've read or enjoyed any of my books, I would love for you to tell me about it. And also I'd appreciate a review on Amazon. Well, thank you and God bless.